Blog Talk Radio.
Show. Christy is not here as usual.
Is it just two honkies and a spick?
Two honkies and a spick, or three honkies, basically. Because Louie is the least spickiest spick I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Yeah. He definitely is. He works in real estate, so that's kind of
that makes him
that
alone.
Yeah. So three honkies, three super duper honkies right now on the Questionable Intelligence Report.
Super duper
ready
honkies.
To go.
I like it.
Super duper honkies.
ready to take on
our time. Mick and I can say without a doubt that our time in the predominantly black Mount Vernon, New York, has not rendered us anything other than white. We have not picked up any flavor from that area. We have not become
no soul.
No soul. We have not learned how to dance. We can't really. Well, Mick can play basketball pretty well, surprisingly.
No, you know what?
Mick is
I
not
can't go anymore because I'm old.
Really? I would
love to play basketball. Well, that's because your back is garbage.
Can I tell you real quick? I joined a rec league about a month and a half ago because I haven't played sports in forever, and I'm like, let me try to get into shape and play some basketball. I'm like the worst player on the team. I'm not even kidding. It's really bad.
Damn. Used to be really good. Actually,
I know, but like everybody, all these other teams are like a bunch of 25-year-olds that are like,
of course, well,
running around,
yeah,
acting like ball and shit. And I'm like, oh,
so how can you compete?
It's awful.
Mick, let's do a 1-on-1. I love playing basketball.
All right, let's do it.
Louis, why don't we play basketball, Louis? Why aren't we playing basketball?
Because
when I get down there to see you guys, which will happen at some point before we all die, we will play basketball.
Yeah. All right.
Well, Louis and I, instead of going to the gym, played basketball for a little bit between ourselves.
Oh, nice.
It was a workout.
Okay.
He was marginally better than me, which is always infuriating.
Marginally. No, a step above. A full
Ooh.
Step.
A little trash talk going on. I like it.
Full step and like lifting one leg for the other step.
One and a half.
Somehow this fat-bodied Puerto Rican piece of shit was able to be better than me on the court.
Can
I don't
I
know how
the,
because
the
he was. He would walk three steps and be winded. Like literally, he would have to shoot from three steps away from where he got the ball.
The best player on my team, well, I should say maybe not the best, but he's up there. He's got to be like 5'9", maybe 5'10", and at least 240. Like this dude
really?
Is like
so
round.
He's kind of a chubby.
And yet he is, but he's totally like quick and agile somehow. I don't know how he does
it.
This.
That's me.
He like
That's
runs,
me on the
he
court.
Runs circles around people, and I'm like, how is he like running around? And I'm like sucking wind after 5 minutes, and I don't
how
get
old
it.
Is he though? How old is he?
He's not young. I mean, if I had to guess, I'd say 35. He's not
I feel like,
oh, Jesus.
I feel like the
difference it's not like
between,
he's 22.
Like me at 35 and me just now, like,
it's a drop off for me.
Yeah.
And that's what
I'm saying.
Like, I play with a bunch of 30 somethings. I'm like, oh yeah, I can smoke them. And like, I'm terrible. And it's like.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
fucked up
a
because
big
you used to be able to smoke guys that were like way taller and more agile than you.
I know.
Mick was not fucking bad at all on the court. Mick had the skills, surprisingly.
And yeah, like the difference between 35 and 40, at least for me, is fucking stark and eye-opening and depressing. It's not cute.
Well, you're not 40 yet, right?
I'll be 40 in 2 months.
Damn.
Louis is going to be 40 at the end of this month.
I know. She was crazy.
It's the final countdown.
Yeah, seriously.
And it's not even like I can get the energy up. It's like I move one way and a sharp knee pain goes off. I move another way and my sciatic.
Oh, yeah. A couple weeks ago I was playing and I hurt my knee. I've never had a knee injury ever in my life until like 2 weeks ago after I played basketball.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. Kind of ridiculous.
No, all three of us should play a game of old man's basketball before before we all die.
Yeah.
And I'm excited too because I used to hate playing against Mick because this fucking guy who appears to have no, like, there's nothing in Mick's countenance that makes you believe he has any kind of agility or skill. Like, there's nothing that says to you when you look at him, like, this guy will smoke me on the basketball court. There's nothing. There's no clue whatsoever. There's no clue. But he was good, man. He was always really fucking good, and I hated it. I hated playing against him because I knew, like he would make me look weak. I mean, I looked weak on the basketball court with him. With Louis, I just kind of look not as good. You know what I mean? Like, Louis isn't that much
right.
better than me. It makes me look bad, but not like suicide bad. But Mick used to fucking, you know, Mick, this guy who was shorter than me and balder than me, would somehow
right.
fucking just take me to task on the court, and it was terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. I think those days might be over, my friend.
Damn. Nice. Well, that's good news for me, but I'm sad to hear that.
I do find that I feel better having gone to the gym a couple weeks before hitting the court, like, you know, doing knee exercises. And
that's what's even worse about it is because I've always been like kind of a bit of a gym guy. Like, I've always been kind of a gym goer. Like, you know, I there's times when I, you know, puss out and like will go like 4 days without going to the gym. But like, I've always been in better shape. So just, you know, overall than Mick, like I've always been like,
right.
you know, like in just gym wise in better shape than Mick. But this fucking guy, he gets on the court and it's like all of the things that have beaten him down in life, all of the genetic setbacks that he's had in his entire life just disappear on
the court.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think I have to, now after even the playing field, I have to get in shape myself because my pain and my anger is apparently not getting harnessed properly anymore these days. So I think I need to rely on actual strength and agility, which I do not currently have.
Well, I mean, can you get in shape now? I mean, that after that, dude, like, your back was so
twisted
that you
walked. No, I'm not in shape at all right now.
No, but I mean, can you get in shape anymore? Like, you had like a seriously debilitating back injury. Like, I remember when you came down, when I took you down to help work on Louis' warehouse after Hurricane Sandy. Like, you were a mess.
And I basically had to point and whine watch because I couldn't physically lift the box at that point.
You were a fucking mess. Like,
yeah,
you were the hunchback of Notre Dame, dude. Like, your back was fucked up, son. Like, your entire torso was like 6 degrees wrong. Like,
yeah.
There was something.
Yeah, I was, like, standing, like, it was, like, it was almost like I was standing, like, with a brick underneath one of my feet. Like, my whole side was, like, I was not in proportion. I was not even. It was very.
No,
yeah,
you were in very bad shape. I mean,
so
we
like
appreciate
right now,
you coming down. I'm sure Louis really appreciates you coming down to help.
Yeah, no.
But
the lower suit really made my day. So
I can probably get in shape, but it would be a very slow and steady type process. Like, I would love to be in good shape, quote unquote, for my birthday and my wedding, but I just don't know how realistic that is. Like, I think I have to start from like square one and just like build it back up.
Well, one piece of advice I can give you is, you know, stop eating cheese and fuck more. That's the only thing I can tell you.
Yeah, that's
the only
good,
thing I can help you
start.
With.
That's a good start for sure.
Definitely.
The giant plate of stuffed French toast I ate for brunch this morning probably did not help. And
no.
Yeah, I need to get back in better habits for sure.
Interesting.
So let's while we still got you here, let's talk about WrestleMania, Mick. Let's talk about WrestleMania, and by the way, you were completely 100% correct in your summation that it's probably going to submit you to ridicule. That was very astute of you.
Oh, I know that. I feel like the conversation was, you know what, we don't want to talk about WrestleMania, but let's get Mick to talk about it so we can just make fun of how stupid he is for liking wrestling to begin with.
I mean, that's part of it. I am interested in some of the details, but it was mostly so that we can make fun of you about it. Mostly.
Yeah, that's totally fine. If it was anybody okay. except for you guys, I might take umbrage. But I love you guys, so I have no issue subjecting myself to ridicule on your behalf.
Yeah, so there was a current WrestleMania that just happened, right? Wait, what, Louis?
Yeah. No, I just someone on Facebook. Mike, you know him, Sven. I guess he's a big WrestleMania fan. And he was just very he had a big reaction saying that it was one of the best first halves and then the worst second half.
The worst so ending,
I guess I'm curious to what all that
Who
meant.
Is that, I guess Sven?
Sven,
as far as the actual show goes, it was a pretty good show, but it was so fucking long. Like, I didn't get home. It was supposed to be from 7 to 11. I didn't get home. I was at my brother's house for my niece's party. I didn't get home till like, after 8. But not only did the show start at 7, but they had a pre-show that started at 5. So they had matches starting they had coverage starting from 5.
How do you have 2 hour before pre-shows for wrestling?
Because they have to build up. They have to be like, do the montages, and this is why these guys are fighting, and this is why you
like boxing these days.
Theatrical, exactly. Right. So
Lynn, before you go into anything else, The Undertaker was in the show, right?
Yes.
Jesus, he's got to be old as fuck.
He was. And the Undertaker is 70 years old, right?
He's 52, but you want to say 70, that's fine.
Okay, so he is on the, I mean, 52 in wrestling. I mean, that's like being 40 in baseball. It just doesn't happen. It's just something that just doesn't happen.
Because 40 in baseball, you can get
40
in
anything.
It's not,
no, I feel like only a couple of people in baseball have got it, like Tommy John and what's his name, Randy,
there's a couple, but it's rare,
Randy Johnson, right? Randy Johnson was like 40 before, 40-something when he retired. But, Ric Flair, as far as I know, was the last guy to be over 40 in wrestling and still wrestle for a little bit.
Yeah, he was probably, I think he wrestled into his 50s, but he was probably the last one,
But he's the exception rather than the rule.
Right.
Like, he's...
Right. Most guys by, 40 or 45 or at the very latest are pretty much done. And honestly, Undertaker
hasn't done a full-time
schedule in 7 or 8 years himself.
Okay, so he's not wrestling all the time. It's not like he's a regular wrestler. He just does special occasions and shit. Okay.
Right, exactly.
Well, that makes sense. Because I feel like guys in their 40s are just so broken down from all the – all of those guys, even when they're in their 20s, they start taking painkillers. Like, all of those guys are just like, everybody is taking, like, drugs because that's a fucking painful sport. Like, it's not.
And to get
that's not something that people can just do and be okay with. Mm-hmm. Like, people are on fucking painkillers all the time. Like, there's something like 100 documentaries about people, being in wrestling and having to take like painkillers and shit just to get through the day. So this guy, your buddy Undertaker, must be like on some shit. He must be on some shit.
Well, probably not as much now because he literally for the last, 5 or 6 years has only been wrestling 2 or 3 matches a year. But yeah, I'm sure in his day he medicated himself pretty well, I'd imagine.
Damn, that's sad. He's also a really tall guy, like that gravity getter.
Yeah, he is a very tall guy.
Yeah, now that's the thing too. Is a lot of the it's more awkward for somebody who's closer to 7 feet than someone who's 6'2" and 240 and a little more limber. But he managed to stick around for a while.
Well, he's always been a guy that. There's guys in wrestling who are all about jumping around and flipping around and jumping off ropes and stuff like that. But you get a guy that big, they're always all about power. It's always power for them, like dropping, you know, his signature move, I believe, is like picking somebody up and turning them upside down and dropping them head first onto the ground, right?
Right, that is true.
So tell us what happened. What exactly happened?
To me,
do we want to get into the actual show, or just him and his match?
Well, hold on. Let Louis finish.
I was just gonna say it's a little sad that Undertaker to me is still a relatively new guy to the equation because I grew up with Hulk Hogan and Macho Man, and that's why I stopped watching. So Undertaker to me is still relatively
Whatever happened to Macho Man? Like, where's Macho Man?
Macho Man's dead.
Macho Man is dead.
Yeah, he had a heart attack.
I know Elizabeth died, sucking some guy off in a car, and they ran into the
ditch. Yes, Elizabeth died also.
She was the shit back in the day. Everybody was all about Elizabeth back in the
day. I know.
She was the queen of fucking wrestling.
Well, it was funny because she had that nice, like, wholesome character on screen, and then apparently she was a big drug user and was
she
fucking
was a
this
big
guy
whore.
And that guy.
She was a huge whore in the bit. Fucking Lex Luger and everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, she was a huge, huge whore, man, in the back. Huge whore behind the scenes.
That's what I'm saying.
But
she blew some guy to death.
There was this, I remember back in the day, there was this whole big thing that happened because Macho Man and Hulk Hogan were, like, fighting together and shit, right? Like, they were a team, sort of, for a while. And, like, they, after a match, they both held up Miss Elizabeth on their shoulders, like, together.
Right.
And Hulk Hogan patted Elizabeth on the ass while they were doing that. And Macho Man got super jealous.
Yeah.
Which is funny because, like, you know, that's the least of which that bitch did. Like, that's like she was blowing dudes in cars and shit like that. Like, that was,
yeah, I'm sure in real life it was a lot worse. Yeah.
Yeah. So bring us into the modern dealings. So what exactly happened in WrestleMania? Like, I heard it was a disappointment for fans of The Undertaker. That's what I heard. Is that true?
It was. I mean, it was. And I can. Here's the thing. I can speak to that, obviously, more than I can to the other stuff. The rest of the show was fine. There were a couple of good moments. There were a couple of cheesy moments. John Cena proposed to his girlfriend after a match.
No, oh, God.
Which is, I mean, super gay. But, you know, for those people who are into that sort of thing, that's fine. The Hardy Boys came back at WrestleMania. I don't know if you remember the Hardy Boys, but they were super popular back in the day. So that was a very nice, like, nostalgic thing to happen. So, and a lot of the matches were pretty decent.
Aren't both of them, like, super drug addicts, though? I know at least one of them is, like, a big fucking drug addict.
I don't know if that's the case anymore, but they were, yeah, Jeff Hardy for sure was a super, like, pain pill popper, and I don't know if he's kicked that at all, but back in the day he was for sure. But the thing is, the show was super long. So they did the pre-show that started at 5 and the matches started around sometime in the 6 o'clock hour. I don't know. I didn't start watching until after 8, but the show started around 6:15. It was supposed to run until 11 and it ran until midnight. So the show was like 6 hours long, legit. Like, it was a long fucking show.
Christ, I can't even imagine watching something like that for 6 hours.
I mean, they must have had a dozen matches. So, like, you know, it was pretty constant, and most of the matches were pretty good. But I'm sure by the end of the night, if you were there especially, you're probably just, like, exhausted. Like, when is this going
to
be over?
So fast forward. So what happened to your boy, The Undertaker? Because you are a lifelong fan of The Undertaker. What happened to your boy?
I am. So, okay, so just in the back dealings of this, just from, you know, stuff I read and stuff like that, and you always have this thing in your head that he's going to retire soon because, again, he's 52 years old.
Right.
He's one of those people that kind of plays to his character. He's not a very showy person. He doesn't have social media like all these other guys do, and so he does try to protect the character. So it was one of those situations where – you know, he might retire, but it's not like he's going to do a farewell tour or even a farewell match. So you never really knew. So that was the one thing that bugged me personally, is because I would have probably gone had I known, but because I'm a crazy sick person. But in any event, so we watched the match, and he's fighting a guy who's like 20 years younger than him and is like this, you know, the next big star, supposedly. And he basically got his ass beat, but not only did he get his ass beat, which is fine because it's wrestling, because obviously it's, you know, scripted, but he just looked so old and in pain, and I don't know how to describe it. Like, he just looked bad. Like, even, like, he had come out, they did the Royal Rumble a couple of months ago, and he fought the Royal Rumble, and he just looked bad. Like, there's really no other way to say it. As much as I'm a fan, but as you kind of watch it, and you, like, cringe a little bit, like, is he going to be okay after this? Like, I don't know. So, but in any event, so going back to WrestleMania, the thing, like I said, there was always kind of this thing over in the background, like, if and when he might retire.
So
what they ended up doing was,
so
they made
he
his
was
match the last match.
So in this last match, he was the bottom.
Yes, he was the bottom. But they made his match the last match, which his match was not for any titles or any, you know, stuff like that. There was really no other reason for them to make this the last match. But once they did, that's when I was like, holy shit, this is probably his last match, period, because why else would they make this the last match? So sure enough, he loses pretty decisively and gets his ass beat and whatnot. And
that's sad.
At the end of the match, the guy who won, Roman Reigns, you know, he basically just gets up and walks out of the ring. Fine. So Undertaker's basically left in the ring at the end of the match. And at some point they were cutting away to like a replay or something, and I guess he put on his hat and his jacket, which he usually wears to the ring, which he's been doing forever. So at the end of the match, he's wearing his hat and his coat, and he basically takes off his gloves, and he drops them in the middle of the ring, and then he takes off his jacket, and he drops it in the middle of the ring, and then he drops the hat, he takes the hat off and drops it on top of the coat, and just walks away. And he walks away, and
so he's like
over
leaving,
the crowd.
So that's it for him.
Yeah, and he walks over and actually kissed his wife in the crowd, which is obviously something he would never do in character. So he basically he dropped all his gear in the ring and walked over and kissed his wife and then left. So without
saying, that was
it,
like a good. So that's
done.
You think that's his last match? You think he's done?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's done.
And you missed it, and you weren't there. How does that make you feel?
I mean, I wanted to be there, but again, it's not like he was going to post on Twitter, hey guys, my last match is going to be on Sunday, come out and support me. So it's kind of, and you know, WrestleMania is in Orlando, which, first of all, as you know more than anybody, Orlando is not exactly the greatest place on earth. But having said that, the last thing I wanted to do is spend $500 on a flight down there and a couple $100 on a ticket, and then have it not be my last match, and then I get yelled at for the rest of my life for spending $1,000.
Why don't they let the motherfucker win on his last fucking match? I don't understand that. Like, why can't they let him go out? Like,
honestly,
why can't they let him go out?
Probably...
I mean, if it wasn't for a fucking title, why can't they just let him win? It's all scripted. It doesn't matter.
What I think the answer to that is, I think he, as a very, like, old-school, do-what's-best-for-business, I think his mindset was, if I get my ass beat decisively by this new up-and-coming guy, people
By the
like
way, that new up-and-coming guy, from all I've read about this guy, Roman Reigns, he's garbage.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I wouldn't say he's garbage.
Because I read a lot, like, I come across a lot of shit in my travels across the internet. And for all intents and purposes, the guy is, like, no good. He's apparently, like, no good on the mic. Like, he doesn't have, like, good mic skills. And he's really all not all that great in the ring either. Is that true? All
right, here's what I'll say. His mic skills are not terrible. But what they tried to do at some point is they tried to make him like.
By the way,
like,
Booker T. Booker T. Has not. His mic skills have not improved in like 20 fucking years. The guy is terrible.
Booker T is hilarious. But
that guy is
Roman
fucking
goes,
terrible.
As far as Roman Reigns goes, I wouldn't say his mic skills are terrible, but the thing is, at some point, they tried to like make him more appealing. Okay, so let's rewind real quick. So the reason why people shit on Roman Reigns is because they feel like he's been forced down the audience's throat. And there's a backlash against that because they feel like they want it to be somebody more organic who's the next face of the company, and they feel like the company is basically pushing him down their throat. So they end up shitting on him. And at one point, in their attempt to try to make
him more... By
the way,
this is all really, really gay. Everything you're saying is so fucking
that's
gay.
That's totally fine. But in an attempt to make him more...
That's why Louis is being silent, because he doesn't know what to do with all this information.
Well, I'm actually looking at this Roman gaze. I mean, Reigns,
right?
And he's got long hair. He's like so contrived.
He's a Rock's cousin, by the way.
He's the Rock's gay cousin.
He's a what?
Yeah, he's the Rock's cousin.
He's the Rock's cousin. See, I love the Rock.
Yeah,
I always love the Rock.
Yeah, the Rock has some charm. This guy has no charm to him whatsoever.
Well, see, that's the thing. So at some point, they tried to align him with the Rock to kind of get the crowd to be like, oh, if Rocky likes him, we must like him, and that didn't work. And then they tried to make him more like
garbage.
They tried to make him more like affable, like joking at people and making fun of people, and that didn't work either.
Yeah.
So
I like
still,
how the most intelligent conversations Mick has is regarding that. Most insightful.
You talk about what you know. What can I tell you? I didn't ever say you're a sophisticated guy in the room.
No, but you are when it comes to wrestling. Your analysis.
So you are the
most
sophisticated guy in the room when it comes to this.
It's rather sophisticated analysis.
Quite a badge of honor. Yeah.
All right. Well, hurry up because I want to move past this shit.
All right, but that's basically all I have to say is Roman Reigns is the next guy they want to push to be the next Rocky or John Cena or whoever, and that's their way to do it. So that's pretty much that.
They should have gave him they should have gave the crowd what they wanted, and Undertaker dry humped him till his head fell off.
That would have been nice,
Then he went into legendary status, and that's it.
That would have been a better idea, probably.
I mean, the guy, he didn't do so well in Royal Rumble, correct? Like, am I wrong?
He just looked bad. Like, I mean, he needs hip surgery, and he's broken and battered, basically. So I think my guess would be is that he fought the Royal Rumble and was like, I can't do this anymore. That would be my guess.
How did he do in the Royal Rumble? See, I used to love that used to be my favorite thing about wrestling is the Royal Rumble. I love that shit.
He threw out a couple people and then he got thrown out by Roman Reigns.
That was like a big gay orgy.
There you go. So the Undertaker is basically the rite of passage for Roman Reigns. So they're using Roman Reigns is using the Undertaker. Got it.
It's another basically attempt to try to get the crowd behind Roman Reigns, which apparently is not working because he got booed out of the building on Monday. But maybe that's their intention because if he's a quote
it's so
unquote,
fascinating
guy,
this the you you're so
should,
fascinating
they,
with the shit. Yeah.
They should make him the evil guy then. If no
well,
one likes him, then...
I think that's gonna be kind of the next. Step is that now everybody hates him so much that maybe they'll be better off just doing that, making him the bad guy and kind of
have him turn heel. Have him turn
heel.
He kind of
looks like a bad guy.
That's probably how they're gonna go.
I don't know why they didn't start him as that. He's already got the look for a bad guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he's got to look for a little shit.
All right, enough of this shit. Enough of this shit. We've wasted enough time on this shit. Which has been productive, believe me. And honestly, we didn't really give you that much shit about it, Mick. I don't think we gave you that much shit about it.
I was expecting worse. So it's all good.
So do you remember Rachel Dolezal, the chick that got, she was
Yes.
She I don't even know what they did to her. I guess she got like demoted or something. She was a president of one of the chapters of the NAACP, but she was pretending to be black.
But she was white. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She was pretending to be black, and she was white. And now she's in. First of all, she wrote a memoir, which is amazing. She wrote a fucking memoir, and I'm gonna tell you an excerpt from her memoir, and it's gonna. Okay. So in her fantasy, she was black, and she was taken from Africa and raised by her parents. These two parents that are actually her parents. She was taken from Africa and raised by her parents. But in Africa, she had the power to control the weather.
Is this like a dream, or is this just in her fantasy?
This
like
is
scenario?
in her fantasy. She admitted this in her book.
She had the power to change the weather.
But only in Africa. It didn't work in the United States. No.
Okay.
She lost that power when she was taken by these two white devils.
By these two white devils. Exactly.
Who was she? Was she Storm from X-Men?
And that's what somebody said in the comments of this article. They were like, what does she think? She's fucking Storm from the X-Men? Perfect.
Oh, my God. Fucking perfect. Yeah.
So her whole thing is she says that she is a – she says that race is a societal construct. And that it only exists as a societal construct, which means when anybody says that something is a societal construct, it's because they want to believe there's something they're not.
Yeah, they want to co-opt it. They want to make it.
They want to co-opt it, exactly.
As tangible as possible to be, so they can put their hands over it and bring it close.
Like
to
when anybody says gender is a societal construct or race is a societal construct, it means they're fucking crazy, is what it means. It means that they have no idea what they're talking about, and they just want to be something they're not.
Right.
So I don't understand. So the whole thing that pisses me off about this bitch is that she fetishizes black culture, right? And she thinks that she can simply do – like the problem with black culture is that there's so much history behind it when it comes to slavery and shit. Like you can't just insert yourself in there if you're a white person. You can't do that.
Right.
Like there's so much – like slavery and like there's just – there's just too much backstory for black culture that you can just
say you can chapter 11 and be like, I'm here.
No. You can't just be like, oh yeah, this is me now. This is how I identify myself. And that kind of brings me to something else. Like, and actually I was watching a Dave Chappelle special and he made the same point. He was like, he said something like, I'm okay with people trying to be what they think they are, you know, like identify what they think of themselves as deep inside themselves. But like how much do we as a society or just me personally have to accommodate that? Like if somebody decides that they're a dragon, like somebody says, hey, I'm a dragon. I've always been a dragon. I want. And right. I know I'm being ridiculous and using like an extreme case, but the point stays the same.
Because how far do you take it? Yeah, if you identify as a certain gender or even a certain race, you we're at the point now where you're the asshole if you don't just blindly accept what that person is saying. Like I mean,
like
if somebody
you
identifies,
decide
if somebody who was born as a man identifies as a woman. And you don't, quote-unquote, just say, oh, awesome, you're a woman, then you're the jerk. So, yeah, even though your example of being a dragon is obviously an exaggeration, at what point
it's a bit hyperbolic,
but at what point do you go, wait a minute, what? You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like,
Well, here's the thing. Like, I have no I have zero problem if somebody wants to identify as a woman and use a woman's bathroom. Like, that to me is none of my business. I mean, I would hope that the person has at least the decency to dress like a woman. Like, because I think it's kind of ridiculous for you to just identify as a woman and be a regular dude and walk into the women's bathroom and be like, yeah, I'm a woman. I'm just going to pee here.
Yeah, you probably can't get away with that, right?
Yeah, like, I think that's a little ridiculous. Like, if you identify as a, like, you should at least make the effort to, to be a woman in whatever regard. I mean, if you want to, like, if you decide, hey, you know, I was born a male, but I identify as a, as like a dyke lesbian. So I'm just going to dress up in like, you know, overalls and plaid
shirts
and cut my hair short. And I'm going to use the women's restroom. Like, you're kind of skirting the line for me. Like, I feel like you're pushing it a little too far. Like, that's just me. I feel like you're being a dick about the whole thing. Like, if you want to be a woman, like, be, you know, dress like a fucking woman.
But I also feel like, you know, as far as this shit goes, I don't know, I guess I never kind of put the two in the same equation, but to me there's a difference between sexual identification and racial identification, especially when in this woman's case she's basically trying to, you know, basically put herself on that plane where she says, oh yeah, we have suffered these injustices, and it's like, well, no, you haven't.
Well, no, what she's trying to do is she's trying to equate the struggle of black people to, like, be taken seriously in society to her racial misidentification as a child. Like, she's trying to say that her like, growing up wanting to be
with
a black person.
Where you cannot equate those struggles that she personally dealt with the struggles of black people for hundreds of years. It's not the same thing.
No, but she's doing that. She's trying to co-opt something that it can't ever be hers. That's the worst part of, I think.
At the end of the day,
the worst
part to do is she's trying to be cool, is what she's trying to do. She's white and thought herself uncool. And she's like, oh, only black is cool. That's exactly what she's trying to do.
I mean,
she's trying to be Marcellus Wallace when she's a Jimmy, is what she's trying to do.
Right.
So I read somewhere that she tried to apply for a bunch of jobs and couldn't get work because of her reputation or history, and she had to rely on writing this book as making money. So I'm sure there's a lot of outlets.
Rely on what? Writing the book?
Writing the book, yeah.
So I'm sure she's.
Well, she also changed
a lot about
her name. She also changed her name, which is so ridiculous.
What did she change it to?
Asada Shakur? More or less. She changed it to a very African sounding name. I don't have it offhand, but she changed her name.
I love it.
But see that's my point. Like that's where the identification comes in. Like how much should we accept from somebody who's trying to be something else? Like, how much do we have to swallow as a society for someone who thinks they are something that they're not?
Right.
No, you don't.
You know, like, and I use her as an example because she considers herself transracial, which is just fantastic. Like, that's just one of the most fantastic things I've ever heard. Transracial. Transracial.
Yeah. I don't know what you can say about that.
But how much do we, like, if you, there's this actress in on the show Billions who is clearly a woman, but, like, identifies as something as non-binary gender, which is something I've always had a hard time understanding. Non-binary gender. And the preferred pronouns that she uses are they. Like, you have to refer to her as they instead of, like, her and she.
Oh, not even like a her? Okay.
Not even like a her. And it's a real thing, and it's they deal with it on the actual show, but they also, like, she also, that's her preferred pronouns in real life, they and them. Like, how do you justify that?
Yeah,
how do you justify forcing people? I can't get behind forcing people who don't know your situation to identify you as something. Like, you have to, you can't expect people to just understand what you are before you explain it to them.
She wants to refer to herself as plural?
Yes. Yes, it doesn't make any sense
in real life as well. In real life as well.
Instead of he or she or them or the or her or hers or his or whatever, it's they and theirs.
And that's in real life as well, this actress?
That's in real life. Yes, this person, this actress.
No, my
man, that's just ludicrous and uncalled for. And that's why the right wingers say shit like snowflakes, and they're not completely wrong about it, because, you know, stupid shit like that.
They're right. That's just a thing. You have offshoot. This is why liberalism has gone off the deep end. Is because you have people wanting to accept everything. They don't. Liberals can't draw the line. They can't. They don't know how to say, okay, all right, we're getting a little fucking ridiculous here. Just be whatever you want. His or her, just
where,
like, what they.
Draw the line, though?
What
are we
going to
accept murderers because they have murder in their heart, and accept in their heart, then it's okay? Like, you know, shit like that.
I feel the thing that pisses me off is when people expect you to know your circumstance. And this, actually, I'll tell you a story. Louis's ex-girlfriend, this girl Rebecca, she had this thing. She had this thing where, like, she was, and I found this out one day because she was coughing. She was coughing in her friend Andrew's house. She was coughing really hard. And I just, you know, offhanded out of nowhere, I was just like, hey, breathe, you know? Like, just breathe. And she flipped the fuck out on me. And the reason she flipped the fuck out on me is because apparently she had tried to commit suicide at some point in like a tub or something. I think she tried to drown herself or whatever. And I guess, like, the people who revived her were telling her to breathe. So she was, like, sensitive to that. But how the fuck was I supposed to know that?
You know. Yeah, exactly. And then you're the bad guy if you're insensitive to the situation. When how are you supposed to know from the beginning?
Yeah, but, like, I didn't know that about her. Like, I never knew anything like that about her. Like, how the fuck am I supposed to? I just made an offhanded, and that's what pisses me off, is that you can't. Like, how are you supposed to exist in society if you can't just, like, make an offhanded, like, just say something like that and then get called like an asshole for it? Like, I don't understand.
Right.
Like, where is that coming from?
Yeah, it's gone a little too far as the oversensitive nature of people, and especially the,
we have to stop coddling people.
Right.
We have to stop making it so that everybody is like.
They also have to acknowledge that they have unique circumstances, so they should not be offended when you don't know their circumstances and actors say a certain thing. Right. They should realize their unique.
Right. Like, you shouldn't
fine.
Be able to impose your unique circumstances on everybody.
Right.
You should realize as a person that what happened to you was unique.
Oh, yeah.
And that you have to explain that to people. Like, that's not something that you should expect everyone
should
to accommodate.
They should not know that. Right.
Yeah. even if you bring it up ahead of time, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, oh, by the way, I have a problem with the word breed, so you can't say it. You know, that just doesn't fly either.
No, that doesn't. No, if she had told me about that, I would have been like, look, I don't give a shit about what happened. That's your own shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's your own shit.
Just
don't tell me I can't say
breathe.
That's a regular word in the English language, and you're choking. Why wouldn't I say fucking breathe to you, you stupid bitch? Like, what, you know?
I forgot about that. That was a good one.
So, just out of curiosity, what time are we ending the show tonight?
It should be over already. Okay. I'm actually surprised it's gone on this long. It's supposed to have ended already.
I actually am also. I'm going to have to duck out at some point because I'm about to eat dinner.
You're telling me.
Okay, well, I mean, I think we can end the show now. I think
right,
we
breathe,
can call the
breathe,
show
breathe.
Done.
Breathe.
I think we've gone through a good amount of shit.
All right.
I don't know what our official sign-off would be, considering we always get cut off by Blog Talk Radio. So I'm not sure if we have an official sign-off.
We're supposed to have been cut off by now. I don't know why we're going on this one. But,
I think this sign-off is, gentlemen, go fuck yourselves.
Should we just, we just like simulate that we're all blowing each other and that'll be our sign-off?
Yeah. Soon enough. At your bachelor party. At your bachelor party.
There we go.
We'll get that done.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Well, I'll definitely plan on seeing you guys before then. But, yeah, let's get it done.
Get or not.
All right. Adios, bitches.